The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I promised you when Joe Biden was elected that the program would not be, here's what Joe Biden did wrong today. And it hasn't been. In fact, today we've talked about all kinds of things. We've talked about the Hallmark Channel. We've talked about the Mars lander. We've talked about, we've talked about all kinds of things. But there are things that you need to be aware of concerning our new president and his administration. I believe it was yesterday, reporters asked Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki, that's P-S-A-K-I, I believe the proper pronunciation is Psaki, the President Biden's press secretary. Reporters tried to nail her down on Joe Biden's position on publicly funding abortions, particularly in the COVID relief bill. Intentional pause, because I hope when the minute I said that, you said, whoa, what does support of abortion have to do with COVID relief? And the answer is nothing. But just like whether you loved him or hated him, the previous administration, the Trump administration, was undoubtedly the most pro-life administration in American history. No doubt about it. Well, I think that we are beginning to see that the Biden administration is going to be the most pro-abortion administration in American history. Joe Biden is as pro-abortion as Donald Trump was pro-life. And that's again, if you believe in life, I don't understand how Christians could have voted for Biden. But anyway, reporters tried to get a definitive answer from Jen Psaki about whether the COVID relief bill would include taxpayer-funded abortions as part of the bill. Well, she refused to answer. She at first simply said President Biden's position on the subject. Now, note this, and of course, you already know this because you folks are smarter than the average bear. The liberal left never uses the word abortion. A woman's right to choose reproductive health, but they never use the word abortion. In this case, the president's press secretary simply referred to the subject. Yeah. President Biden's position on the subject is well known. The COVID relief package is known as the American Rescue Plan, and pro-life groups are saying that there are tens of millions of dollars for taxpayer-funded abortions in this bill. The pro-life Susan B. Anthony List has looked at as much of the proposed bill as possible, and they have come to the conclusion, number one, $750 million for global health activities. What does that have to do with the American Rescue Plan? That's the name of the bill. Now, please remember, and again, most of you know this, if the liberal left proposes a piece of legislation, look at the name of the legislation. Why? Because what the legislation is really about will be the opposite of what the name is. It's almost always true. They come up with a name for a piece of legislation, but the intent of the legislation is the opposite of the name. So get this. The American Rescue Plan will provide $750 million for global health activities. It will include, quote, billions in funding for community health centers. It will provide subsidies for COBRA insurance plans that cover abortion. And it will give Planned Parenthood access to small business funding. A billion-dollar operation, Planned Parenthood will have access to small business funding. Well, then Jen Psaki, the president's press secretary, was asked specifically about the Hyde Amendment. Now, most of you know what the Hyde Amendment is. The Hyde Amendment prohibits federal dollars from paying for abortion. Can't do it. Federal dollars cannot go to abortion. You say, well, wait a minute. Planned Parenthood gets $500 million a year. Yeah, but they go through some bookkeeping gymnastics. They say, well, yeah, we get $500 million, half a billion dollars a year, but none of that goes to abortion. Yeah, right. Anyway, the president's press secretary was asked specifically about whether he was going to attempt, President Biden, to do away with the Hyde Amendment. Here is what the press secretary said, and I quote, "The president's view on the Hyde Amendment is well known." Well, what is it? Well, it's well known. He also believes that community health centers are a key part of addressing the pandemic, of ensuring that people in communities have access to vaccines, have access to treatment and information about making sure they're healthy and their loved ones are healthy. So that remains a priority to the president. The question was on the Hyde Amendment. She went on. He's shared his view on the Hyde Amendment. I don't think I have anything new for you. Can you imagine? Well, you don't have to imagine. The question, how did the Washington press establishment treat Donald Trump's press secretaries, any of them, when they tried to sidestep a particular question? You remember, right? Asked again if the administration, quote, can guarantee those tax dollars won't be used for abortions. Jen Psaki replied, as I've just noted, three-quarters of the public supports the components of the package, wants to see the pandemic get under control, wants to see people put back to work, vaccines in arms. So I think that answers your question. No, the question was the Hyde Amendment. The question was, will tax dollars in the relief package, will tax dollars go towards abortion? She absolutely refused to answer the question. Do you remember how Mike Huckabee's daughter was treated when she tried to sidestep a question, or Kelly McInerney? There is such an unbelievable double standard in the way the press is approaching and handling the Biden administration, as contrasted with the way they handled the Trump administration. But we expected it. All right, I need to take the final break of the hour. when we come back, wait till you hear the statues that the mayor of Chicago is attempting to destroy. Well, you probably have a good idea, but I'll fill you in when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, before I get into this next story, I just thought of this. You want to call me and tell me how you spent the $1,400 stimulus check that Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats promised? I'd love to hear how you spent it. Did you put it in savings? Did you buy something new? Oh, you haven't received your stimulus check? That's interesting. Joe Biden, during the campaign, elect me and we'll give you a stimulus check. Nancy Pelosi said, give us the control of the House of Representatives and we'll give you a stimulus check. Chuck Schumer said, give us control of the Senate and we will give you a stimulus check. The two Democratic candidates in Georgia, remember in the runoff election in Georgia, they made a huge thing out of that. You send us to Washington, D.C., and we promise you're going to get those stimulus checks immediately. Anybody gotten them yet? No, I haven't. And in a phone call with other Democrats today, President Biden said, you know, maybe everybody shouldn't get the checks. Maybe a fewer number of people. Maybe we need to. And I'll leave it at that. This is so typical of the left. I mean, this is so typical of the left. Elect us. This is what we'll do. Elect us. We'll give you a bunch of free stuff. That's how Obama got elected. I mean, that's how Obama got elected. Elect me and I'll give you free stuff. Remember all the people talking about the Obama phones? Remember that? I'm going to get my Obama phone. Yeah. All right. Enough of that. I just thought I would mention that. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, one of the most liberal mayors in Chicago history. She has appointed a commission to confront, quote, the hard truth of Chicago's racial history. And as a result, she has put together this commission to examine statues, art pieces, art installations all over the city of Chicago that might offend anybody. Yeah. If it could possibly offend anybody, we got to get rid of it. City Hall of Chicago launched the quote Chicago Monuments Project and created an advisory committee to quote conduct a comprehensive review of more than, you ready for this? A comprehensive review of more than 500 Chicago statues and monuments with an eye toward identifying any that were, and I'm quoting, offensive, problematic, or not representative of city's values of equity and justice. Well, the advisory committee began meeting and looking at all of these statues and so forth, and they have now pinpointed 40 statues that they have deemed to be, quote, problematic. 40 statues that are problematic. Among those statues that have been deemed problematic are statues of Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Ulysses S. Grant, William McKinley, and others. Mayor Lori Lightfoot vowed yesterday to confront the hard truths of Chicago's racial history. So she and her cohorts want all the statues of Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, torn down in Chicago because there might be someone somewhere, someplace, for some reason, who might be offended. What about the people who are offended by the removal of the statues? Here's what she said. She called the project, quote, a powerful opportunity for us to come together as a city to assess the many monuments and memorials across our neighborhoods and communities. To come together by tearing down statues that many people revere and honor because a handful of people are offended for probably no reason whatsoever? Yes, that is the kind of unity coming from the left. It's the kind of unity that we are seeing coming from the Biden administration. The kind of unity that comes from the left is to simply destroy anyone who disagrees. That's how you unify. You don't discuss, you don't talk, you don't compromise, you destroy anything or anyone who disagrees with you, and then everybody agrees and we're all united. That's how every single communist socialist leader brought unity to their countries. Strange times we're living in, folks. Hey, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.